Yo, the NFL has made some changes to the rules. A couple of rules. Wayne, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, let's get it, baby.
Let's do it, ladies.
Yo, hey, you know what I did? I went back and went through our fantasy football mock draft. Our mock draft. Like, it was literally a dope mock draft. Like, I know it felt like we were rushing the mock draft. We were just picking whoever. But now we picked some prospects. I can't wait to break it down on Friday. We'll get to that on Friday. If you didn't get a chance to watch the mock draft episode, make sure you check it out. That was on yesterday. We're here today on Tuesday to talk some rules and things and changes and all that type of stuff with the 49ers. Brother Mike, what's going on, bro, man? How you feeling, baby?
Man, I'm good. You know, long day at work. Not done yet. Actually, I'm glad that you said that. Let me turn my phone on silent because I hate when you start going crazy while we're live. But, you know, long day at work and not done yet. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who play, don't forget that the Mega Millions jackpot, the drawing is tonight, and it's over $1 billion.
Billion dollars. Yeah, I can never. There it is. Yo, what's that dude that be like? He dope. Like he look old, but he like 26, and he do the food stuff, and he be like, yeah, man. So come here, and then the camera will zoom in, and then he'll. Yo, he's so dope, yo.
He be like, telling you how to make this stuff. Yeah. He look like Method Man.
Yeah. He's mad cool, man. We got to get him on the show, man. Let's see if he knows some sports.
He's only 26?
That's what he keeps saying, yo. But I swear he like 40, but he ain't got no gray hair. But you could use dye for that. Like, you know what I mean?
Bro, listen, I know black don't crack, but that's the opposite. Like, he got like the opposite. He look old.
It's the glasses that he wear, bro. It's the glasses. I'm telling you. He got on them librarian glasses. I tell you what, I'll hit him up, all right? You know what I'm saying? Cordarrelle Patterson just signed with the Steelers, bro. 2-year deal.
Oh, well, that's not cool because that was one of my topics. Like, that was
– okay.
We got to the rule changes. I wanted to touch on and talk about him coming in. Oh, man.
I don't think we need him. I think we got a player that can handle that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we talk about the rule changes. We might as well – just go ahead and get a ball to somebody that's already on this roster that's getting paid $28 million this year. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll have this conversation. And Mike, the way the eyebrow, you gave me the rock eyebrows.
It went real high, right?
Yeah, I can't even do it. I can't even make my face do it. Oh, Fernando says, wait, the BAM show, Wayne. I guess no harm, no foul doesn't exist anymore. It does. So check this out. Like, the concept is still no harm, no foul, right? But what we're going to do is, what we have planned is, we're hitting them with the Breezy and Mike show. Like, that's what we're branding, right? And then we're going to take the no harm, no foul era, and we're gonna do a whole new, like, you know, general pop topic type of a show where it's just not sports related. If it has anything to do with sports, it's going to be to, you know, like Malcolm Butler getting arrested today for a DUI type stuff. In Rhode Island, he in my neck of the woods, right? You know,
like, go bail him out. You just throw a rock. Nah, it'll get right there.
Nah, he wasn't trying to give me none of that money when he got that contract. His ass could stay right in jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm petty like that. But nah, man, look, man, I'm excited to be here, Mike, just like every day, you know. We get a chance to see each other every day. It's always a blessing. I do want to send my prayers up to the families for that the bridge that collapsed in Maryland early this morning after a ship ran into one of the posts, and it just took the whole bridge out, like wiped the whole bridge out, and I know they're looking for people. I believe there's been some casualties.
I didn't see that part. You must have got an update. I saw 3 injuries. I didn't.
And then there's some injuries as well. So, we're definitely praying for our people and be more and stuff like that. So our prayers and condolences. That's crazy though. Like a boat. The boat literally. First I thought the bridge collapsed. So you know, me just not being hip to the world because I'm just it's sports and music and family. That's it, right? That's it. So me not being hip to the world when I see these things come up and I'm looking at what y'all talking about. I'm like, what the heck are they talking about at 7 o'clock in the morning? Like, what is wrong with Mike and Tony? Like what is wrong with y'all? I don't want to hear this. And so I'm sitting there like, okay. So I'm literally thinking that a bridge collapsed. So I'm like, dang, man, it might not be safe to ride over these bridges anymore, man. Again, oh. And then I found out from the video that I watched that the boat took it out. And now that's, you know, that's what we got to, you know, that's the issue. But it's crazy.
This is, it says 6 people unaccounted for. After the bridge collapsed, they are still looking for them. I was trying to find out the fatality count. Well, if lives were lost, then God forbid, prayers up for.
Yeah, maybe there weren't any fatalities as of yet.
I sure hope not. I mean, but it says Baltimore bridge collapse death toll. But there's no article that.
Maybe they're still looking for the other people that fell into the water. I know they're using that sonar technology down there, so. Hopefully they'll
find
it. I felt
so bad. You know, you ever say something, you'd be like, damn, I probably sound like an asshole, right?
All the time.
For the kids. So Tony was like, oh, I was watching the video and I was looking at the cars racing across the bridge. So immediately when I saw the impact, I'm looking for headlights to see if anybody was going and didn't make it across the bridge. And I didn't say anything. I said, well, the good thing is there were no cars. He was like, well, according to sonar, there's at least 3 cars down there. I was like, bro, like, that's Baltimore and D.C. They're going to find a lot more cars, a lot more bodies, a lot more drugs and guns.
And this is why we're going to be doing stuff. The No Harm, No Foul show. And
the band version.
Because Mike has, you know, is zero filters. But, like, Mike, let's get to our sports topics on today, right? So the good thing is it's the NFL is having their meetings, and we're finally getting some tidbits. Yesterday was John Lynch. Today's Kyle Shanahan. Let's talk about this kickoff rule and why Kyle Shanahan voted against it.
All right. So the way the kickoff rule looks right now, so you have the receiver for the receiving team in the end zone to field the ball. His 10 players are lined up on the 30-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on their own 30, so like back towards where he is, just 30 yards ahead of him. And then 10 yards ahead of them are the opposing team. Oh, I'm sorry, it's only 5 yards. There's only 5 yards separating them. It's not even 10. It's 5 yards separating them. So the receiver in the end zone at the 30-yard line are all his defenders. And then across from them at the 35-yard line is the kickoff team. So no more running all the way down the field and then, boom, make an impact anymore. You guys are 5 yards apart from each other. Very XFL-like.
Well, I seen the XFL video, so this is exactly what it's going to be like. And it's funny because listening to Tom Pelissero today, he was like, you know, this went through the committee first, and then the first time the owners got to see it was today. So the committee kind of like knew what it was, but when the owners saw it, they were like, like, you know what I'm saying? So Kyle Shanahan wasn't on board. I believe the Eagles weren't on board, and there was one more team. Was it the Steelers? I can't remember, but the Raiders. It was the Raiders. So 3 teams weren't really on board with this. I want to talk about how this might affect the 49ers, even though I just think they're a terrible special teams unit, period.
The bad thought thing is happening again. I got this going. You touching on it, so now I got to say it. Why do you think Kyle Shanahan wasn't on board with this?
I asked you first.
Because we couldn't get the special teams kickoff stuff right that they've been doing for years.
No. They changed the kickoff rule like every year, bro. Like, it's a variation of the kickoff rule every year.
And we haven't gotten it right once.
That's
and
now
so
that,
now stop giving me new ones while I'm trying to get this one right.
Okay, so that's
I'm panicking.
Right. I don't know if he panicking. I think he frustrated. I think he like, yo, stop. Dang. Yeah. Like, we still working on year one of the change of the rule. Mm-hmm. We got 6 years to catch up. Now you adding a whole new joint? This is going to be crazy because the kicker still kicked from the 35. That's the funny part. So my man Jake Moody going to be back there chilling.
By himself.
By himself. No protection, nothing, right? And here's another thing. If Moody, which he struggled with doing this until toward the end of the season, if he kicks the ball into the end zone, it's automatic 30.
It goes to the 30 now, not the 25.
30. Because they want the kicker.
I know it.
No, so
know
what? What if? Ooh, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? What if?
I know what they do.
Kyle Shanahan and Schneider had an inkling, like they had a Martha Stewart, like this is gonna happen next year.
Psst, Martha.
Hear me out. They had a Martha Stewart premonition that they were going to change the NFL rule to the XFL kickoff rule, right? And that's why Jake Moody was practicing kicking on them balls right before the end zone. Remember we would say, Joe, just kicking into the daggone end zone. They can start at the 25 every time. Now if he kicks the ball into the daggone end zone, he's going to start at the 30.
The 30.
And they want you to kick it into that, what's that, targeted?
That
there's
box,
a space.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That return box.
Yeah. Now, is the fair catch rule still, does that still apply?
I was going to ask you the same thing. Like, is fair catch different? Because remember, you could fair catch it all the way up to, like, the 5 or the 10 last year and still get the ball at the 25. You didn't have to fair catch in the end zone. Or was
correct.
That, was that the postseason?
No, that was period.
That was all
period.
Year?
That was all year.
We never did that.
I
hate this too. I hate the special teams unit.
So, all right. Let's talk about Jake Moody, and then let's talk about who the hell going to be returning. So for Jake Moody, he finally got kicking the ball into the end zone, right? But now I feel like it's a penalty, even though it's not a flag. It's an automatic 30. You don't want to give them the automatic 30. So now your kicker got to practice on. It's like I'm getting excited, right? Because I'm getting loud. Like I feel like the decibel of my voice is changing because now the kicker got to make sure he's kicking it into that targeted box. Mike, I wish we had the picture of the targeted box, but it's a box area that the kicker got to kick it in for the return. This is crazy.
And the biggest issue is they just going to end up making it arena-sized league. Like, they can't keep downsizing everything, bro. Like, they can't keep making everything smaller and smaller. Like, the fair catch and kicking it out the back of the end zone was the 20. It hasn't even been 10 years, and it's already at the 30. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do understand what you're saying. That's why this is hilarious, yo. Like, I'm cool with the NFL making changes that's going to make the game more innovative and fun to watch. I just don't get this. I don't get it. Like, is this about safety? Hell no. Like, come on. Really? Like,
according to the NFL, it is.
No, that's what they're going to say. You know, that's what they're going to say. What they want teams to do is let the offense come out, and now the offense only has to go 70 yards for a touchdown. Let's make it make sense.
And the crazy thing is, see, you said it. Right, now check this out, right? It's their way of countering some of the other rules that they're putting in place. Yo, they not low. Because what will happen is this, right? Remember when it was rare for a player to throw for 5,000 yards?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it was just like, well, which three players are going to throw for 5,000 yards this year?
Correct.
So as the rules got better for the offenses, the NFL had to do something to make it look like, oh, man, we're going to completely devalue the greats of the past. So now what they're doing is they're taking 10 yards away from each drive. So now it's that much harder
to get
that 5,000 yards. But you're still going to get high-scoring games.
Well, that's where I was going to go. Like, so it might be – I mean – it may be that much harder to get 5,000 from these quarterbacks, but it's always been a rear number. I think 4,000 is what they're trying to cap that number at. 4,000, a little bit above. If you make it to 5,000, you just threw the ball all the daggone time. Pretty much not much of a running game. But I will say this, teams are going to be able to score. It's 70 yards. The coaches, the offenses, they only have to game plan for 70-yard drives. So you're taking away, what was it? And before, it's only 5 yards more, though, right, Mike? Because it was 75. Yeah. First, it was what was it before? It was the 20.
It was the 20.
So it was 80.
First was the 20.
Yeah. So it was 80. And then it went to 75. And now it's 70. Wow.
But that's a huge difference. Now, imagine this. You have 10 drives throughout the whole season where you had to drive the entire length of the field, which used to start from 80. Now it's at the 70. It's 100 yards of offense. That's a whole football length. That's a whole field. Look at this. So this is what it is right here. So at the bottom down here where it says NFL hybrid kickoff. Underneath
there it is.
Bottom,
landing zone. That's the landing zone. That's the landing
zone.
Look
at where you start. If you fair catch, or if you take it in the end zone,
if you take it in
all the way to 30,
that's what I said.
That is a crime.
This is stupid.
Now see, this says
they might as well just take this. They might as well does 30. They might as well just take the kickoff out of the game. Remember back in the day we used to play flag football. Remember, and we just automatically would start at the 20. Yeah. It'd be a coin toss. All right, man, you get the coin toss. But we're going to start it up. They might as well just do that. Like, what's the point? What's the point of having the kick return?
And then they're going to have those, instead of onside kicks, it's going to be 4th and 25.
Wait a minute. We got to talk about the onside kicks because those rules change too. Because now, if I'm not mistaken, the player has to come in and tell everybody that the refs mainly got to let the refs know because it has to give
the opposing team has to know too.
The refs tell the opposing team. That's the whole point. They got to tell the refs, which will give the opposing team the opportunity to get the right personnel out there, to get the right number of people, get their hands unit, whatever they got to get out. Which I ain't going front. You ever play Madden and you made a mistake and hit the special teams and you couldn't figure out how to get
you
out of it?
Audible out of it. Yeah, gotta burn a damn timeout on special teams. Makes no sense.
And
they won't even give you the gauge. Or all right, at least I can still kick it all the way. No, now it's doing this thing on the gauge instead of going all the way. Yo, super frustrating.
I'm just saying. I don't understand the change that needed to be made for the kickoff. But if that's the kickoff. This puts more pressure, in my opinion, on a guy like Jake Moody because if you put that picture back up there, now his job is to get it into the landing zone because if not, he's going to get trashed every time he kicked that ball into the end zone. I promise you, he has zero problems kicking the ball into the end zone next year. I promise. But that's 30. That's at the 30 every single time.
Wayne, like two first downs. And you are already enemy territory.
That is ridiculous.
I don't. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe it's like the barbarian in me. I don't like some of these rule changes that they're doing. And the NFLPA needs to be ashamed of themselves because they accept stuff like this on the guise of, safety, safety, safety. But you let the NFL, you approve a Wednesday football game this year.
The Christmas games.
Yes, this trade-off is not even to me. This is not even to me. This is not a fair trade-off. And, like, they just – disgusting.
Well, we talked about Jake Moody potentially having to do it to adjust. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question real quick. So these guys are only 5 yards apart from each other when the two teams start to collide towards each other. They're only coming from 5 yards apart. So you see the line.
Do they have to wait for the ball to be caught?
Before they can move.
So the ones running can't run – until the ball is caught. Wouldn't this cause more injury?
Can't run either. It's 5 yards, which is just two steps for each person towards the other person.
Man, I'm jump knee cutting somebody in the helmet, man. Like, this is – I don't
there's
get
gonna
it.
Be a ton of, there's going to be a ton of big returns.
Yes.
And there's going to be – hear me out. There's going to be a lot of injured kickers.
And a lot of
the
missed
last
tackles.
Line of defense.
And a lot of missed tackles.
Yeah. But the kickers are the last line of defense against the fastest guy on the opposing team now. So they get through that little bit of traffic.
Well, good thing Jake Moody could tackle. They better let Mitch Wisnowski kick off.
I'm telling you, you're going to see an all-time high for injured kickers in the NFL this year. And it's going to be, what do we do? Now we need to have two kickers on each team. Like, I'm telling you, you're going to see it. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And I just don't understand. I don't agree with this at all. They're talking about, oh, we want less injuries. What if every team loses one person? How many people got injured during kickoffs last year? You think 32 people got injured during kickoffs?
I don't remember hearing many. I mean, there's been some injuries on kickoffs, but we didn't even talk about, like, to answer your question, I don't know. But we didn't even talk about, what's the purpose of having guys like your gunners? There's no more gunners.
No.
The whole purpose of re-signing a guy like Turner was because he could gun. Like.
Now you don't need the 50 cal. You got a little 22s out there.
I don't want no pop 22s. I don't pop pops, man.
They're not even 22s.
What is going on? We need them shots. We got all these dogs. That's a good one, though. That wasn't a bad one.
Wayne, honestly, man, like, I don't know if you remember this. You might have been past the age. I don't know. But I used to get these little plastic guns when I was young.
Heck yeah, with the cap guns.
They had these little red round things with the powder in them.
Yeah. Cap guns.
Those are your gunners now. Cap, thank you, babe. Yes. And of course, she remembers from 1957. Yes, the cap guns.
Did you not hear me say cap guns 3-4 times?
I did, but she was yelling too, and I don't know what's going
on. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you heard one. Okay, as long as you got, I just want to make sure I'm being heard too. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely remember the cap guns. I was definitely more of a big fan out of the poppers. Remember the popper things, the little white things, and then
How come you can never take the dust that fell out of them all?
Yeah.
And roll it up and do it again.
Something about the paper. Those were easy widers. They use easy wider paper on those pops.
You mean tell me that's all I got to go get when I got the extra poppers?
I'm trying to tell
Wait,
you,
don't,
dog.
Wayne, don't play with me. I will go do
get,
this.
Go get you. I didn't even know they still sell them, but go get you some easy wires. Make sure it's the brown pack. Listen, bro. Yeah, man, it's the paper.
Because I was putting that joint in toilet paper. I was taking the whole pack and throwing it on the ground, and it wouldn't pop the same way. I don't know what was missing. So, anyway, gunners are only going to be used on punts now.
I didn't realize how much this new rule will affect other positions other than the kicker. And now you talk about your gunners. We talked about potential injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about big returns. So let's talk about returns, because Kyle Shanahan came out and said today that he hopes and that he wants Ronnie Bell to be the return guy because he believes he could get better at it. Like this is, I'm about that life. I'm about it. I'm with it. But I know I'm the only one walking on the plank with Kyle Shanahan, because I know Ronnie just didn't look good in the return game. And that's more punt return. But as far as the kickoff return, we had a guy that I thought returned the ball relatively decent last year. When Ray McCloud was out, I think the San Francisco 49ers did due diligence with adding Deebo Samuel back there. And you talked about, hey. Let's pull it up. Let's get the PFF stats out, and let's pull up Debo's special teams, and let's just see how he did. You know what I mean? Only thing we can do, you know.
But now, while Wayne does that, I'm going to answer the super chat while he gets that information. Turbo 977 says, "When's the mock draft show, fellas?" So we do the mock drafts on Mondays, and we review the players that we selected on Friday. Mm-hmm. So you can go back now the last two Mondays. You'll be able to see our mock drafts. And then last Friday, we did the review. So we have a review coming up in 4 days for y'all. Well, 3 days for y'all. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, bro. So I know his numbers are limited. Okay? His numbers are limited.
I think he only returned the ball like 3 times, bro.
He returned the ball 7 times. He had 7 returns for 175 total yards. His longest was 34. He was averaging 25 yards per return. Now, I know the numbers are, it was only for 7 games, but I could pull up Richie James. I could pull up
just, just fair catch it then. You didn't do anything beneficial. You just took a hit that you didn't have to take.
Yeah, I mean, but my point is, yeah, because you're saying if you fair catch it, you get it at the 25 anyway. But it was a couple of them where he didn't, you know, let's see, week 13 against the Philadelphia Eagles, he had two returns for 60 yards. He had a 32, so he averaged 30. And in week 14 against Seattle, he had two for 42 yards. His long was 24. He averaged 21 that game. And then in week 16 against Baltimore, two for 52. His long was 34. He averaged 26. So that's one over. And then I don't know why this browser just doesn't like to scroll on PFF. So there was one more, and I want to say he averaged 21 yards per carry. Right. So for two of the games, he was over the 25. And then the other two of the games, he was under 25 at the 20.
Right. So who would you prefer to have the returns now?
Debo.
Or Ronnie Bell?
No, Debo, man. We just talked about, first of all, Debo don't like to get tackled. He's going to have a bunch of space, and he can probably get at least 40 every single time. There's no rules.
Yo, right. I just realized that you're saying this because of the rule change.
Of course.
Oh my God, I feel so like, and that's exactly what we said. But
I wasn't thinking, and then when we talked about the rule change, you said what you said. You said like, yo, guys are gonna be getting these. And so I'm like, whoa, give me the guy that don't get he breaks so many tackles in space. There's no better player on the 49ers in space than Debo Samuel. You're giving him 30 yards of space. Remember that time that River with Craycraft fair caught a punt and he had 35 yards of space?
Yes, I know.
His ass needed to have been removed that game. He ain't never come back. He never was brought back. I don't know where he is now. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got you, man. That's all right.
These rules fit Debo. And I think for the fans, it'll be like, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a giant screenplay. Yes. It's a massive screen.
Which is why I
swear to God, if Debo don't house three of these, yo, at least three of them. He better have Joshua Cribb-type numbers. You remember Joshua Cribbs?
Yeah, of course I remember Joshua Cribbs. Remember Josh Cribbs thought he wasn't fast enough until he returned one. He was looking at the Jumbotron. Of course I do. But this is my point, though. At the end of the day, I still don't like it. But doesn't this give the Niners an advantage? Why would Kyle vote against it?
Because of Snyder. Okay, let me ask you this. This is real. I want to try to get deeper here. Pause. The 49ers believe in developing. The 49ers believe in developing young talent, and I think they hide that talent by using them on special teams while they work on other things throughout the season.
Correct. That's what they do. That's how they draft. Correct. Now,
this change in particular is going to basically eliminate the special teams aspect of it.
That's the talent part.
I think.
The development.
So you can have a corner, you can have a wide receiver, a running back. I've seen linemen and linebackers playing on special teams unit as coverage people. So when you have these guys, now everyone's starting at the same place, your speed doesn't matter, your elusiveness doesn't matter, you're 5 yards from the other person in front of you. It's about how well you can shed now.
Right. Right.
Does this hinder the odds of undrafted free agents, seventh round, sixth round picks, making the roster and hanging around, because the special teams value goes.
No, because there's still going to be injuries. There's still going to be guys that are going to need opportunities. So the undrafted guys are still, depending on who they are and what their skill set is, will still get an opportunity. That's the Niners kind of like MO. I feel like other teams are catching on to the Niners with this undrafted pool type situation. And then what they do is they kind of literally wait for the Niners to be like, all right, they're going to release them. Then they take them, right? So I don't think it hinders, even though it's not just what you said as far as development. It's like getting guys on your roster. It's like stashing them. It's like practicing. It's so weird how the Niners manipulate the system, but that's what it's all about. Like how that you know, Kyle Shanahan, we don't give him enough credit, but he's probably one of the best manipulating head coaches in the NFL. Andy Reid's another one. Like these guys know, they understand the rules until they don't. like Kyle, how you ain't know the kickoff? How you ain't know the rules of overtime, Kyle, in the Super Bowl?
He said he did, though. That's
like, he said he did, but at first he said he did. So which one is it?
Right.
Damn, well, how you gonna big up Kyle and hate him in the same thing? Right. Like how
the players didn't know.
Right. How I just big up Kyle, right? And then just took him back down. Cap gun.
Started shooting at him. Cap gun. Pat, 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 pat.
Listen.
It's gonna be interesting, man. This is gonna be a lot of fun to watch this year. And I hope that they revisit this. Like I hope this is a trial year for him. They did a trial thing in the COVID year with kickoffs, and they were like, oh, it wasn't that successful, so they took it away. So they've been doing this basically every year. They try to tweak specifically the kickoff every year. And if this doesn't work, let me ask you a question. If there are too many big returns, do they take it away?
Not now. They can't take
it away.
No,
I mean, not in the middle of the season, I'm saying. So let's just say this year, because last year there were, what, one or two returns on kickoff, right?
It's been so limited. Like I can't even remember. Like we could, you know, it's not like how it used to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't a lot before, but you had these special players like your Devin Hesters. Remember Rocket Ishmael? Remember these guys that used to just come in and just be dope return guys? They sucked at their position, but they could return. I think that's all over with, man. I think, like, you know. Yeah. Nigel, while you're looking that up, says, so Steelers signing Patterson benefits them too, right? Absolutely. It's not ironic that Coach Tomlin went out and signed Cordarrelle Patterson after the rule change. Mm-hmm. It's not ironic.
Like right after. Y'all doing
like,
what?
Right after.
Yo,
like,
CP.
Same day.
Come see me.
To a two-year deal, too. Not even a one-year deal.
Yeah. There were four people with kick returns last year in the NFL. Only four.
It's crazy.
Only four. Now, if there's, honest question, if there's 20 this year, does the NFL say, yeah, nah, we can't do that?
I don't think so, man. Not if the element of the game, because it's bringing that element of a potential return on the kickoff. I mean, you want that, right? But let me ask, you know what? I don't know. How many kickoff returns were in the XFL Football League? Because that's the same thing that they got. Like, this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're literally taking their stuff and putting it in the NFL and trying it out. So I'm curious to know that. Mike, you know what I found out today while you looking this up? This is breaking news. You ready?
Oh.
McDonald's. Not that I eat that crap. But they're literally partnering up with Krispy Kreme donuts. So Krispy Kremes will be in McDonald's. What you making the face? They're gonna be selling Krispy Kremes.
What? Just the donuts?
Just the donuts. Like, so they'll have Krispy Kreme donuts. You could buy Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's. Yeah. But there might be a Krispy Kreme Big Mac. It might be, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't act like you ain't never seen a donut burger.
There was one in XFL.
Right. So this might not even benefit.
Actually,
it's
actually on par because they have a fourth of the teams. They only have eight teams where we have 32. So this is par of the course. You just multiply it out, and it's a percentage thing.
I'm just saying. I just read the comments. Okay. They're funny. I can't wait to read the comments after the show when they comment and think, talk about Krispy Kreme and what? All right. Anyway, but
are they doing buns? Is that what is it?
No, I don't know to the extent. All I know is Krispy Kreme will be at McDonald's, and it's not for a limited time. I think they're getting together.
You gonna roll to the window and order a McCreamy?
I'm gonna.
Really, okay, man? I went too far. I'm sorry. All right, you ready to go?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Laugh.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No, bad. You definitely should have said that one. Dang, a McCreamy? Really? Wow.
You repeat. They probably didn't even hear me. All right.
They definitely heard you. They hear these mics crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Oh my God.
Krispy Kreme donuts are better than Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Oh, I know about that. Krispy Kreme
doesn't. They don't have a French cruller.
The only donut that matters, glaze. Other than that, don't nobody care about the donut.
It's too much dough in the glazed donuts. That's why I like the French cruller. They're light and fluffy. It's like a croissant.
Glazed donuts are light and fluffy. They're not whole.
Not the ones that I be getting. Well, compared to the cruller looked like the monster truck tires.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know that the McCrillers do look like the monster truck tires.
Those are the ones I like. Those are the ones I don't have much of a sweet tooth, so maybe that's probably why.
I'm just saying, like, the way they dip the Krispy Kremes into that glaze, it's something about that glaze.
All right, I don't like the way you're saying glaze. You sing it. You like glaze.
It's something about that glaze. I'm telling you, bro. All right, you know what? We're done with the kickoff show. Thanks for tuning in. I've never had a chocolate glazed donut because it's a whole donut. Wait, there was a question and I didn't answer. Oh, how would I order it? I don't know. Oh, I think they'll have, like, you know how they sell cookies? Be like, yo, give me the Krispy Kreme donuts.
It might just be as simple as the, like, KFC and Taco Bell's have merged, so you can go to one and, like, they're both menus are available.
Oh, it could be that.
In the
it
same establishment that. Type of thing. You know what that. I mean? Baskin Robbins is partnered with, I can't remember, Dunkin' Donuts, as a matter of fact.
I didn't think about that.
It could be something that. Like that.
All I'm saying is when it happens, just you know, just limit yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, just limit yourself. At least you know that the donut would be the realest thing on the menu. I'll leave it at that.
We're live all the time, just kicking it with the fam, bro.
Is safe, but they're not. On the prowl.
It's the BAM Show. We're going to see y'all.